The Russians suffered the first losses from heart attacks at the mobilization points. Someone showed alcohol bravery at the training sites or died due to hazing never reaching the army. A separate case is the shooting of the mobilized at a training ground near Belgorod by ethnic Tajiks. The exact losses in this incident are unclear. Several videos about the search by the relatives for missing mobilized people, who have not been in touch after mobilization for a long time, appeared in the media. This is reported by the Inform Napalm International Volunteer Community. From a legal point of view, a mobilized Russian is many times worse than a contract soldier. Every Russian can sign a short-term contract for at least 3 months. Afterward, such a contract soldier can leave the army. A mobilized Russian remains in the army until the end of the war, but no one knows when it will end. It probably does not occur to most of the mobilized Russians, and therefore they meekly sign the documents about receiving the summons. Then they just as obediently come to a military enlistment office just to verify the data. Where they are taken to the front, Inform Napalm says. A series of obituary articles about the fate of mobilized Russians have already appeared in the Russian press. During the first month of mobilization, the names of at least 29 people killed at the front became known as information about them somehow leaked to the mass media or social networks. In fact, the number is much higher. Natalia Tolib,